CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Out of tune because of irregularity? Kellogg's All Brand helps get you back in tune. Kellogg's All Brand is the safe, natural way to end constipation caused by lack of bulk. It's a good tasting way, too. So get the one and only Kellogg's All Brand. ALL-BRAN. Millions depend on it daily to relieve irregularity.
Look here. Daddy has to get to work and you have to go to school. You go back in your own room, Betsy, and get dressed, and you better get up, dear.
Yeah, we will, we will.
I want to hear all about your duck hunting trip.
Betsy, your father had me up at 4 a.m. to go down to the lake and sit in a duck blind where I nearly froze to death. And he did, too, but he wouldn't admit it. Now listen to that voice of his.
Oh, well, it was worth it. It was fun sitting there waiting for the ducks.
Did you get me, Daddy?
One. At last, after years of going duck hunting, your father shot a duck.
By the way, where'd you put it when we got home last night?
Oh, I just went down in the basement and put it in the freezer.
In the freezer?
Look, I bet Fred Beitner $10 I'd come back with a duck, and I am going to produce the evidence.
Can I see the duck too, Daddy?
Why, sure. Before I go to work, I'll take you down and show it to you.
Did you wrap it up or anything?
No, it wasn't necessary. Anyhow, I was too tired. I just dumped it in, you know. Boy, I can't wait to show Fred that duck.
Even if you must do housework every day, you can still have lovely, more youthful-looking hands. Hands you'll be proud of. How? Use Truché, the new heavy-duty Truché for hard-worked hands. You see, hard-worked hands heal twice as fast with new heavy-duty Truché with silicones. Kitchen tests prove it. That's right, kitchen tests with women just like you. What happened to their hands can happen to you. A new Truché helps protect your hands through every chore you do, just when you need protection most, with winter's cold, drying wind hurting your hands even more, making them rough and red. And now, for a limited time only, you can save 7 cents on the 5-ounce bottle of Truché. Truché, now in the beautiful new bottle with the graceful spiral design. So do get Truché today for lovelier, more youthful-looking hands. New Truché with silicones. Act now and save 7 cents.
Hello. Hello, Fred. Yeah, I've been trying to call you since I got to the office. Look, how about having lunch with me? I got some news for you.
Hi, dear.
Hold on. Hold on a minute, Fred. The little woman just walked in. No, my wife.
Oh, what do you think? You meant your secretary?
Hold on a minute. What are you doing uptown?
I thought maybe you'd have lunch with me and go look for Christmas cards. We could grab a quick sandwich.
Oh, honey.
Look, you keep putting off going with me, and we have to pick one this week. Christmas is almost here.
Look here, I just this second arranged to have lunch with Fred. It's sort of, you know, business.
Oh, business, my foot. You want to tell him all about your duck hunting trip? I know you. Did you tell him you got one? Huh?
No, not yet. Fred! I got bad news for you. Yep, you owe me $10. I sure did. Well, I only shot one, but a duck is a duck and a bet is a bet, boy. Okay, seeing is believing. Now, look, I'll drive home after work. I'll pick up the duck and I'll come on over to your house, okay? And at lunch, I'll tell you all about the great hunter. Okay, so long.
Honestly, you and your precious duck.
Listen, it's the first one I ever shot, and I'm quite proud of it. I just can't wait to show it off to Fred.
Mommy, would you play a game of dominoes with me?
Well, I ought to start dinner, Betsy.
It's early, yeah?
I know, but I'm going to have an oven dinner, and I want to get things started. Your daddy just drove in, and he'll be hungry.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, I got home later than I thought. Well, the matter with you, young lady, in your bathrobe?
I thought she had a fever this morning, so I kept her home, but there's a sign of it now. She's fine.
Oh, good. Where's Bobby?
She kept you home. And Effie took him with her. She went over to visit her friend, Miss Jensen. After I got back from the shopping center, I had to get groceries. I haven't even started dinner.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's fine. I'm going over to Fred's, remember? Show him my duck.
Oh,
yes. You know, he doesn't believe I shot him.
Oh, you.
Is Daddy giving Mr. Blackman the duck?
No, dear. No, no. He's just showing it to him to collect a $10 bet. Where are your dominoes? Now I'll play one game. Oh, here they are, here they are.
I don't think it's nice of Daddy to kill a poor little duck.
Well, dear, it's a sport, I guess. I don't see it myself. Oh, I never have.
Where is Where's my duck?
Oh, heavens, what's Daddy yelling about?
I don't know. I couldn't understand him. No, Mommy, we were supposed to take five dominoes.
Well, what happened to him? Where's Sammy? Where's my duck?
Oh, honey.
Where's my duck?
Don't yell so. You won't have any voice left at all.
Never mind. Where is it? I put it in the freezer. It's not down there.
Well, if you put it there, it must be there. I haven't been down in the basement all day. Now, do I start or do you, Betsy?
You start, and you have to have a five.
But just forget the dominoes, will you, for a minute? If you think I put that duck in the freezer, it's not there.
Now, look here. Nobody's taken anything out of the freezer.
Daddy?
Look,
I haven't been down to the basement. I'm having pork roast for dinner, and I bought it today.
Daddy?
Look, we came home last night. You saw me. You saw me go down there. And
Daddy?
Just a minute, Betsy. Somebody has been down there.
I think Aunt Effie sent some men down there.
Seems to me... What?
What'd
you say?
What did I do?
I'm trying to tell you. I think Aunt Effie sent some men down to the basement today. Remember, she was telling him where the freezer was in the basement.
What do you mean Betsy sent some man down there? What man?
The man told Aunt Effie he came to get the bird that was in the freezer.
Oh, but this is a bird.
That's what he said. Miss Jensen's bird or something.
Oh, but what's she talking about, Miss Jensen's bird?
Oh, yes. Miss Jensen's cat killed her parakeet 2 weeks ago. She was heartbroken, and we'd had that terrible snowstorm, and she couldn't bury it. She asked Aunt Effie if she wrapped it up carefully, could she keep the parakeet in our freezer, you know, until spring when it's on the ground.
A dead parakeet in our freezer?
She was crazy about it, dear. It didn't take up any space. I mean, now maybe she changed her mind, you know, and sent somebody over to get it out. Maybe he took the duck by mistake.
What? Why? What man? I mean, couldn't he tell a parakeet from a duck?
I don't know, dear. I'm only surmising. Anyhow, now look, just calm down. I'll call Aunt Effie. She's over at Miss Jensen's now.
The only duck. The only duck I have ever shot in my life. And I mean, of all the ducks, he's asking...
I don't think you should have killed the poor little duck anyhow, Daddy.
Look, I...
Play dominoes with Betsy while I call Aunt Effie. Yes, I understand that.
Let me talk to her.
Yeah, I understand that. If it keep away, she doesn't want Miss Jensen to know there's been a mistake if it hasn't.
Yes,
Aunt Effie, what was the man's name?
I just don't live right, that's all. I just don't live right.
All right, Aunt Effie. Goodbye. She doesn't know the man's name. And I don't know what you call him exactly. The undertaker?
Undertaker?
Funeral director, the caretaker.
What?
That's probably it. I don't know. He's in charge of the pet cemetery out here on Old Academy Road. Apparently, Miss Jensen made arrangements with him to have the parakeet buried.
Buried? He hasn't buried my duck.
I don't know.
Buried?
Aunt Effie said that maybe Miss Jensen didn't say parakeet to him. She may have said just bird, because she always called him Birdie, you know. You know, she always said, my darling little birdie, you know how she does. And I suppose the man was told to pick up a bird. And when he opened the freezer, the first thing he saw was the duck. And that's a bird. You know, one of these days, dear, you're going to drop dead yourself of apoplexy.
Why would
just calm down.
That idiot think that a duck was somebody's pet. How could he
People
think
often have strange pets they get attached to.
No.
I suppose he thought nothing of it. I had a pet rooster when I was little.
Susie Owen has a pet duck and he follows her around all the time.
What did you do with my duck? What did you do with
him? No, dear. Look up the pet cemetery out here on Old Academy Road and call him.
Call him? I'm going out there.
Well, we'll go with you, so you're at least nice to the man.
Nice to him? Boy, I tell you, look, if that guy has buried my duck, if he has buried my duck.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. For years, millions of Americans have followed latest global developments via radio's two most distinguished news surveys. In the morning, the World News Roundup. In the evening, the World Tonight. Here are two quarter hours laced with detailed reports from CBS News correspondents in this country and abroad. In all, CBS News has 250 crack correspondents,
stationed at key posts of global news. They relay via cable, telephone, and shortwave radio every important development in their sectors. At the busy central CBS News bureaus, their reports are sifted, evaluated, and organized into complete surveys of latest happenings, more often than not including eyewitness reports. Remember, two outstanding news surveys turn the key to each day's top news stories, the World News Roundup and the World Tonight. Hear both daily on most CBS radio stations. Best informed listeners do.
Well, all I can say is I'm real sorry. It happened just as you said. Miss Jensen said I was to pick up her bird from your freezer, and first thing I saw was the doc. I mean, she never said a word to me about it being a parakeet.
Well, that's what we figured. She always just called him her little birdie, you know.
So you buried the duck.
Yeah. But now you don't need to worry. We put him in a nice box, the way we always do. And he'll have a marker, which I'll put on as soon as you tell me what name you'd like on it.
He didn't have a name. My husband just shot him Friday, duck hunting.
I don't cotton much to people that kill animals. They're all God's creatures, you know. They got a right to live, same as we have.
My husband really isn't a hunter. It's the first one he's ever actually shot, and you can see he feels very badly about it. Don't you, dear?
Yes, I certainly do.
Well, if you'd like to decide on a name for the marker while you're here...
Well, what name would you like to put on, dear?
Llewellyn.
Llewellyn? Why Llewellyn?
I don't know, it just came to me.
We put the last name on, too, if you like. The cost is the same.
The cost?
Well, it isn't much, but we don't bury your pets free. There's upkeep here, too, you know, mowing the grass and all that. And it's against the law to dig them up once they've been buried. So, as I say, the cost's the same if you want the full name.
Yes. Put Llewellyn Piper. We'll write out a check.
Okay. You just step in the office over here. I'll give you a receipt.
My duck, the only duck I ever got, Llewellyn Piper.
You stay in the car, Betsy. We'll be right with you.
I'm getting in the car, too. You make the final arrangement. I tell you, Fred isn't going to believe this. He just isn't
now,
going to believe
record,
it.
Now, for the record, Mrs. Piper, under cause of death, I think we'd better put shot by accident. It looks better.
Yes.
Look, on second thought, give him a middle name, too. I wanted to read Llewellyn Fred Piper.
All right. Make that read Llewellyn Fred Piper, please. Duck. Shot by accident, December 4th, 19.
It's easy to learn. It's fun to play. It's Racco, today's newest, fastest, most exciting card game. Racco is the Christmas gift everyone will love to get, everyone will love to give. 2, 3, or 4 players can enjoy Racco. Racco is fast-moving. You can play it for a few minutes or several hours. Racco's a family fun game for grown-ups and children alike. Put Racco, R-A-C-K-O, Racco, at the top of your gift list this Christmas. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers and John Shelley, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.